Showers and thunderstorms are still prevalent across a fair amount of the Midwest this morning. We're likely to see that continuing during the day today, but we're going to see two different regions of precipitation as we move through the afternoon and overnight tonight, and they'll be rather interesting in their differences. The first will be in the upper parts of the Midwest, where a wintry mix of precipitation, both rain and snow, will occur during the course of the day today, but as we go into the night tonight, heavy snow will likely evolve. This will be from eastern portions, or maybe I should say northeastern portions of Nebraska and eastern South Dakota, across the far northwest corner of Iowa into the heart of Minnesota and far northwestern Wisconsin. These areas could end up with a very impressive snow event for a several hour period. We could end up quickly accumulating 4 to 10 inches of snow across parts of the region, and there could be some strong wind as well, causing blowing and drifting and near blizzard conditions. The good news about this event is it will occur at night primarily, so there will not be quite as much of a disruption for travel for the daytime. But with that said, tomorrow morning will certainly be a mess across much of that region, specifically in Minnesota and the northwest part of Wisconsin. In contrast to that, showers and thunderstorms will be working their way through the eastern parts of the Midwest, with some lower portions of the region expecting to see moderate to heavy amounts of rainfall. We could see some 1 to 2 inch totals in several locations, and that is going to occur from a couple of waves of precipitation that will occur both today and again tomorrow. We do expect the two-day totals to be impressive in the lower parts of the Midwest, and the setback and field working opportunities will be rather significant. We'll see drier air work its way into Kansas and Missouri fairly quickly as we go through this first 24-hour period, and that drier air will then move across much of the Midwest from west to east as we go through the day Friday and into early Saturday morning. We'll have dry weather with us for another day or so, but another storm system is expected to form down near the Gulf of Mexico coast in areas near the Delta, and that storm center will then work its way northeastward, passing through most of the southeastern and mid-Atlantic states. But in the process of doing so, some rain will return to the lower portions of the eastern Midwest, and areas coming up out of southeastern Missouri and southern Illinois over to Ohio and southeastern Michigan will have yet another wave of rain. This will occur primarily during the course of the day on Sunday, maybe going into Monday morning as well. The additional moisture will run anywhere from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch, so maybe some localized amounts getting up over an inch again. And that, on top of the rain that will occur today and tomorrow morning, will likely keep the ground saturated in many areas. So the prospects for getting into the fields in the lower parts of the Midwest is relatively low right now for this first week of the outlook. Maybe some areas in Kansas or western Missouri might have an opportunity to start working some fields, since their weather will be improved much quicker and it will not be involved with the storm system that occurs later this weekend in the eastern Midwest. Well, we are expecting to see next week's weather perhaps get a little bit better, with warmer temperatures and less precipitation occurring across the Midwest during a fair amount of the week, and that's going to be the time period when field work will likely resume for those areas that are not still excessively wet. The temperature outlook across the region is favorable for today. In the lower parts of the Midwest, we'll see 60 and 70 degree temperatures. Tomorrow, the cooler air from the northwest will overspread a larger portion of the region. We'll look for many areas having highs tomorrow in the 30s and 40s northwest, and probably in the 50s in the southeast. There may still be some warm air, though, in Ohio and southeastern parts of Indiana during the day tomorrow. After that, 40 and 50 degree temperatures will be common on Saturday. Sunday, we'll see 50s and lower 60s, and the same will occur on Monday. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.